been compromised. You have been force-fed the creativity and ideas of others. You have endured soulless, manufactured music, the result of a nation sponsored by fast food. But the time has come to stand up and take back your ability to choose what you want and experience the music they don't want you to hear. If you are hearing this transmission, welcome to the revolution. Welcome to Not For Air Underground Radio.
This goes out to all you Republican pieces of shit that think you can hide from the snap behind your last name. I'm here to tell you we're gonna hunt you down like the piece of shit that you are. Happy last day, motherfuckers! Francis Simon's gonna kill the five. When you're bummed, when you break down, know it's your time. Last day is coming soon, so you better start thinking about what you're gonna do. Right now, gonna get us out, you might get renewed. Right now, I'll tell you what we're gonna do. Run, hide, die, sad man, life, no place to hide.
Justin McPatches, bitches.
Do you have any idea what you're listening to?
Not For Air Radio with Justin Jordan.
Yeah, it's true. I'm here. Hey, how's everybody doing tonight? So I got some new equipment, which is, pretty sweet. So I spent some good amount of money on this. trying it out. So hopefully it sounds a little bit better than what I had before. I don't know yet. We'll get there. Welcome to Not For Air Underground Radio. Underground here on podunkradio.com, South Florida's very own punk station. Oh yeah, it's Valentine's Day. No, it's not. You know what? Here's why I thought it was Valentine's Day. Sunday coming up is Valentine's Day. Today is my wife's birthday. So I got this, those two are always together. So that's why I thought it was Valentine's Day. Actually, Valentine's Day is Sunday. And after this particular show tonight on the 11th here, as soon as we're done, we're going to have a new show here. I don't know the name of it right off the bat. My friends Charboil and Chavez have put together this new show. It's a music show, but it's very, very weird, and that suits me, so I'm like, fuck it. Be on Podunk. I mean, that's where I started. Well, I started before that, but that's where I was the last couple of years, and obviously I own it now. So fuck them, you know, let them come on, be weird, do whatever they want. I don't care. If you have a show out there that you think that would be good on this station, let me know. Drop me a line over at notforair@live.com, and I'll go through it and see if you can be on Podunk Radio as well, along with the fine, fine shows such as Sick Boys Radio, Best Tables in Hell, Brothers Grimm, Loud, Fast, and Shitty every Monday night. We got a fucking Bastard Club over in England whenever he gets back to doing it over here. Good guy. Lots of good shows. Best Tables in Hell, I think I already said that. Anyway, Podunk Radio kicks ass. A lot of good punk rock. This Shitty Show, Underground Horror Radio. Just so much stuff going on. We got, right now, I think Agent Orange is playing, but I opted to stay home and be a good husband and spend my wife's birthday with her because that's the way it goes, which is fine. I'm happy with that. But if you don't have a wife whose birthday is today, you should go to Agent Orange. It's right over in Stewart, down and over at the Bird's Eye, so it's very cool. So yeah, I had to rearrange the office, so I'm going to have pictures and stuff soon. I had a couple equipment donations from a good man over at Chaos Sound, John, and he's awesome. He actually likes the station a lot, which means a lot to me. That's cool, and hopefully he's listening right now, I would think. But all kinds of punk rock. We're going to get more punk rock going here soon as well. But yeah, just plenty of shows. Go to a show. Please go to a show, everybody. All I hear is these goddamn debates. Hold on. Where's my Bloody Mary? Hold on. I got a drink. I can't be sober for this. Yes, I'm drinking a Bloody Mary. Why? Because it... I don't know. I like them. I like tomato juice and mix and all that shit. Yeah. People are debating, oh, there's a scene or there's not a scene and meh, meh, meh. And all this other stuff. And, it's stupid. Look, get off your ass. Go see a punk rock show. Or go see a metal show. You might like metal. That's cool. Check out Metal Zone Radio. I think they're still running. I hope so. Go check out that. But really, you should really just go to a show and see a live band. I'm nothing against DJs, per se. I do joke around a lot with them. But there's nothing greater than seeing like a good live local band. Not every band locally anywhere, I'm not talking about here, but anywhere, isn't always the best. True. Some aren't good at all, but there's a lot that could be good. If you heard it, you might like it. And that's kind of more the important thing, I think, of it. That's just me. What the fuck do I know? I'm a drunk. But you should really fucking like go to a show. Not just like a big show like Agent Orange or Phoenix TX coming. We got a lot of good shows. I heard Big D and the Kids Table is coming to Respectables down in West Palm, so I'm going to go check that out, I think. Flogging Molly, I think, is going to Orlando, so I'm going to go check that out because it's fucking Flogging Molly. But, yeah, go see a local band. All your bands that you love that are on the internet or on your iPod or whatever, start out from somewhere. So I always say go enjoy it. But a lot of big things coming up with McPatch's Media here on Podunk. A couple other podcast shows that I'm going to be doing that aren't the punk rock music related ones like this one or Underground Horror Radio, but just other fun weird shit, maybe some video stuff. So look for that in the future if you're into just some idiot talking. You might like it. But we're gonna have more guests on here. I got the studio almost done. I got a couple of microphones, a nice new mixer, a headphone amp, courtesy of Guitar Center, because well, there's really no other places in town anymore. I know some guys there. They're pretty cool. And, it's awesome. I mean, we got a full-blown radio studio cracking out here in Port St. Lucie, Florida. So if you're out there wondering, can I do a podcast? Yes. Yes, you fucking can. Can I run a radio station? Yes. Yes, you fucking can. I'm doing this while working a 40-hour job I fucking don't like. The man before me who owned this station, good old Jackson Sanity, fucking busted his ass. And among all the other shows on this fine station, also have fucking jobs, I'm sure. So it's possible. But they wanted me to fucking go to radio school down in West Palm Beach and spend $13,000 of money I don't fucking have to get job placed. It's not just radio stuff. They teach you broadcasting, like TV stuff. A lot of cool shit I honestly really don't know much about. Everything's digital now, I know that much. But, they have, like, TV broadcasting. And you know what? That would be kind of cool. I'm not going to lie. That would be something fun to learn. But I don't have $13,000. And nobody I know personally has that kind of money. And they, you know, they put you in some radio job or whatever, and, you know, you have to work for somebody else, which is fine. But I really want to do the radio end anyway, and I'm not paying $13,000 to go to school, so I bought my own equipment, which I've had for 5 years, is that little mixer. I'll show pictures eventually. That is my to-go, my travel equipment that I go to local remotes and local shows and conventions and shit like that, and I do interviews with that. Which used to be the only thing I used, no matter what I did, but now it's on my on the go only. But, you know, I spent the money on the equipment. Not everybody has to do this, but I want to do radio. This is my radio job, you know. Podunk Radio is a punk rock station. I get to play punk rock. I get to have fun. I get to say fuck. So I have a good time. You, whatever you do out there, try to have fun doing it, or find something you're passionate about and fucking go do it, because life's too damn short to be doing shit you don't like and being a miserable person. You should just go find something you love. It's not hard. I'm sure there's something out there everybody likes doing. It's a hard world. I'm not saying, you know, if you do that, everything's going to be fucking unicorns, because that's ridiculous. But what I am saying is it's quite possible that you might find something that you're passionate about that you can do. You know, art, videos. I mean, yeah, we'll talk about, well, there isn't really too much time. I'll mamble on tonight, but whatever. But anyway, here's some fucking punk rock. This is called Dead Clones, and the song is Robot with Remote Control in Hand. Now, I'm a big robot fan, so hopefully this is fucking good. Anyway, we'll be back, not for air.
They feel is what you take. Hey, choose the role you wanna play. Bring the character that drills you, man. That's the one that's in the heyday. Robot dream, remote control your hand. Shot the thought with no suspect. Open bullet will strike your head. Chance fire breath. They feel is what you take. Hey, choose the role you wanna play. Bring the character that the demand. That's the one that's in the heyday. Robot dream, remote control your hand. Choose the role you wanna play. Bring the character that the demand. That's the one that's in the heyday. Robot dream, remote control your hand. Choose the role you wanna play. Bring the character that the demand. That's the one that's.
Four. Here to like see the Sonic Twats, but I guess there's like an opening act, so watch it or whatever.
Isn't it confusing to care so very much about appearing to care so very little? How exhausting that must be. And isn't it ironic to be so obsessed with irony that you are yourself ironic in your love of irony? Fuck you, hipsters. Fuck you, hipsters. Get a fucking life and get a fucking job. Fuck you, hipsters. Fuck you, hipsters. Shave that shitty beard, you trendy fucking slob. Hiding behind your non-prescription black-rimmed glasses with a Pabst Blue Ribbon beer buzz as your method of escape. What a shame you're not allowed to enjoy popular music. Only bands that no one's heard of that sound like dolphins being raped. Fuck you, hipsters. Fuck you, hipsters. If I wanna like Van Halen, I'll fucking like Van Halen. Fuck you, hipsters. Fuck you, hipsters. Those jeans are so tight I can see your balls. Those jeans are so tight I can see your balls.
Some ball grabbing going on. That's some fucked up shit, isn't it? Anyway. Oh, I had to move my mic here. I got like a mic stand now. Again, thanks to Chaos Sound. Guy's awesome. So listen, for real. There we go. I got, why is it still? Oh, I know why. Because it's a fucking heavy microphone. All right, whatever. All right. So anyway, here's my suggestion. You should check out Chaos Sound Enforcement. I'm going to pull it up on Instagram. It is on Facebook, but you're better off on Instagram. So let me pull it up. Chaos. Here it is. Chaos Sound Reinforcement. One word on Facebook. You will see an awesome picture of green letters, a circle symbol, which kind of looks like it would be Starbucks, sort of. But it's all black and green and has a microphone and headphones in the middle. It's very cool. If you are in, definitely, if you're in anywhere in Florida, definitely get this guy for sound. He is one of the best sound guys, and he's been around this scene for a long time, and it's very awesome. So definitely talk to John about sound. Awesome sauce. Oh, by the way, if anybody's butthurt over that last song about fuck you hipsters, you can go fuck yourself. I don't care. I'm drunk. Not really. But no, for real, like, it doesn't matter, all right? It's a fucking song. It's a joke. It's not real. I don't care if you have a beard. I really don't give a fuck what you do with yourself. I don't care. I do my own shit. You do your own shit. Everybody does their own shit. It's all good. But no, really, you should definitely check out Chaos Sound Reinforcement. All right, so what else we got going on? Let's see. It was the Super Bowl. I think my buddy Jeff won money. I didn't care. I mean, I'm glad he won, but like, it didn't affect me because I didn't care either way which team won, as long as the fucking Patriots didn't go, which I'm glad they didn't. I'm a Miami guy, as far as the Dolphins go, and maybe the Marlins, but other than that, I really don't like Miami that much, but whatever. But there are good shows in Miami. Church Hills is still going, and they got a lot of good punk shows going through there. And they got some cool people down in Miami. I do notice a couple of people online from Miami that are pretty sweet. Trevor's one of them, so the Trevster is very cool. Very supportive of punk rock. And we got friends up in Asheville, North Carolina, with Mad Dog and Bailey and Butch and, you know, Define Normal. Missed them very much. Mad Dog was a big supporter of the local scene here in the Treasure Coast and South Florida and Orlando, Miami. Pretty much anywhere he went, he fucking supported the scene. So good for, you know, fucking Mad Dog. Good for him. And I will, if you hear this, Mad Dog, I am going to get you your stuff. I just have to, I'm really, really busy. So you have to excuse me. I got to put together that care package of getting flyers and getting stickers and all that stuff together for you. Just bear with me, bro. I'll get to it. I'm running this whole monkey farm on my own and working and running six other shows, including a new show that'll be on after this. So everybody, if the four of you that might be listening, please stay tuned for the show after this. It's going to be fucking weird, but get with it. It's cool. I really don't know the name of it. I'm not even going to lie to you. I'm not even live. Like, this is like fucking Tuesday. I have so much shit to do. Plus, you know, Thursday, you know, today is my wife's birthday. So, you know, I'm not fucking doing this radio show right now. So, but everything's loaded in. Podunk's, you know, going well. So that's cool. But, yeah. No, I really, you know, I just, there's, what's coming up? We got, Reunite Fest. That's a huge thing. And the beginning of March, we will talk about that. Maybe next week. But it's going to be at the Bird's Eye. A lot of good old school local Treasure Coast bands are playing. That's going to be awesome. In the beginning of the first week of, what was it, fucking March, we have that Okeechobee Fest thing. I hope Venomous Fiction or Gravel Kings are both end up getting the local spot there for local bands or whatever you want to, underground bands, whatever you want to call it. They both deserve it very much. I'm burping over here. So they both deserve it very much. Other than that, that fest can go fuck itself. I don't care. Nothing there is like appealing to me, and that's fine. If you like that kind of stuff, most of it's DJs and a couple actual bands and partying in the woods and the swamp, be my guest, please go. But if you're in the horror movies and freak shows and horror in general, I said horror, not whore. Whores are good too, I guess, but I don't know. But check out the Treasure Coast Freak Show. It's on the Podunk main website page. You'll see that there, a link. It's happening on the Treasure Coast the same weekend. I think it's the 4th, 5th, and 6th. A lot of guests. We're going to get into that on Underground Horror Radio, which airs every Saturday here on Podunk. It's awesome. It's going to be a nice, tiny, not tiny, it's going to be a nice size, not super huge, overwhelming convention. And I think that's really good, especially for the Treasure Coast. Cool vendors, including my buddy over at Kruger Collectibles, Raven, who does the... what the fuck is... I have the name of the show. We just did it. I just made the cool logo. I know it. Hold on. Freak Show... No, not Freak Show Podcast. Hold on. I'm getting to it. I got so many fucking podcasts and radio shows that I do that it's hard to keep track. It's Homicidal... Hold on. I'm not trying to look it up either. I'm gonna remember. Homicidal Freak Show? Homicidal... Aha! Got it. Rhyming. The Homicidal Geek Show is what it's called. And it's just a straight-up podcast. I'm not playing music like I do on Underground Horror Radio. But it's me and him. It's like an hour long. We just talk about conventions and horror movies and stuff like that. And it's pretty awesome. So definitely... Definitely look into that. It's going to be the very beginning of March. If you're in the Treasure Coast, you should probably know that already, though. Especially if you're in the horror and stuff. It's fucking phenomenal. Let's see. That's about it for right now. I don't see too much else going on. I guess Evanescence is playing in Orlando. And Kiss? Fucking Kiss. Oh, yeah. A Spooky Empire, which is coming up soon. In April, April 1st, April Fool's Day, they are having Alice Cooper there, which is pretty cool. Alice Cooper's pretty awesome. So, and among other guests, we'll get to that again on Underground Horror Radio and the Homicidal Geek Show as well. So nothing to worry about there. With that, you can stay tuned to that stuff if you're into that kind of thing. All right, let's get back into some more punk rock because I'm just rambling on like a drunk because... I was eating meatballs and fucking Bloody Marys and all kinds of good stuff. So, here's the Evil O'Briens. Enjoy.
She was a gentle when I met her the very first time. A lovely cutie with attraction and style. But one day she came to me late at night, and I couldn't believe my eyes. Whoa, oh, oh, oh. She had a big bump on her forehead, and blood ran out of her broken nose. I asked her who the fuck did that to her, but she
a new home for hard rock and punk. The internet, right next to porn.
Oh, yes. Oh.
Not for air, underground radio.
Oh, I remember when we did that long, long time ago. Oh, it's been a while. So anyway, we're almost to our Throwback Thursday, Valentine's Day. I don't really have any Valentine stuff, so sorry, go fuck yourself. Like I said, stay tuned for this. I don't even know the name of the show. I'm like the worst fucking, I don't know. I've been doing this for so long. The hunt for a co-host is still still going on. I could use a co-host. It has to be somebody that can stand me, that I can stand back. I don't know. It's hard, like, for this show, because Matt, who didn't really care much about the music, honestly, too much. Well, a couple bands he really liked. The Ghetto Zombies we all love, but we had such chemistry for being friends for so long. We're still, you know, he's in Texas. So it's hard. Boots and Bart are on Caffeinated, which is awesome. So we do that. So is Irish Jeff. Irish Jeff, I think, is going to be fine for the Alternative State show that I'm doing that's on Mixcloud. I got Raven for the, which is his show, more, you know, half his show, which is the, God damn it, Homicidal Geek Show. And then, you know, we're bringing back Cutthroat Metalcast with Scott and Ian from Nation of the K. So, you know, that's going on. So I got to find a co-host. Also, you know, I do this every week, so it'd be kind of better if I had somebody that could do it as well. Weekly, like me, but I don't know. This is what it's become, but whatever. So, before I throw a couple more songs on and get out of here, by the way, that was Big D and the Kids Table. They're playing down here in West Palm soon, so I'm very excited for that. Why don't I go ahead and do a good job here and find out if there's some events coming up and actually promote them. What do you say? Does that sound like something? I already said Agent Orange because, well, goddamn it, that's happening right now. So you should already be down there. Let's see. What is happening on Valentine's Day with this band Kiss Alive, the tribute at the Bird's Eye? Okay, so that's happening. Go to that. Let's see. Is that it? What's coming up in the next couple of weeks? I have to get the calendar. I fucking hate Facebook. All right, Gravel Kings is playing at the Bachman in Orlando. That's on the 18th. Oh, yeah, that's the Battle of the Bands. So if you're up in Orlando and you're actually able to see the Gravel Kings or Venomous Fiction and try to vote for them or whatever, how the process works to get them into the Okeechobee Fest, please do that. I can't go. Let's see. Next Friday is The Nightmare on Elm Street being shown over at the Movies of Lake Worth by Morbid Movies, our good friends over at Morbid Movies. And I believe Raven will be there as well with Kruger Collectibles and some giveaway prizes. $10 gets you to see the movie on the big screen. I've been doing this for a while now. Those guys are kick-ass. We promoted a lot on Underground Horror Radio and on the Homicidal Geek Show. So please check it out. If you love horror movies, classic cult horror movies, and you want to see them on the big screen without having to spend a lot of money like the Phantom events, which, don't get me wrong, I love Jaws and it was well worth it, because it was so fucking crystal clear. But, oh my God, but Phantom events are expensive. This is not. $10, Lake Worth, not bad at all. People always complain about, oh, I wish they'd show these movies in theaters and like midnight screenings. Well, this is at like 9:30. But it's fucking cool. Like, dude, I saw Evil Dead 2 on the big screen, which is like my second favorite movie besides Jaws. Jaws is always number one. And it was fucking phenomenal. So it was awesome. And now they're going to show Army of Darkness in March, which is fucking phenomenal as well, because it's fucking Army of Darkness. If you're in Orlando, go see The Living Deads. Our good friends The Living Deads are playing. If I wasn't doing the Morbid movies, I'd probably go to that. But I'm going to go see Nightmare on Elm Street, and we're promoting a lot of stuff coming up, including the Treasure Coast Freak Show. So that looks like that's it in the, and then on the 27th at the end of the month, Ignite Pro Wrestling is going to be, last time it was, Real Pro. Now it's Ignite. Good stuff. Great local wrestling event. I had a lot of fun. So definitely check that out. And, we'll get to more as the weeks go on. Got a lot of stuff coming up in March. So anyway, fuck it. All right, I've had enough. Let's see. Let's play some more punk rock. Come on, fucker. There you go. I'm going to play some Arrogant Bastards and see how much time I got left. I might not drop everything. Will you fucking go in there? Anyway, hey, thanks for listening. Tune in each and every week for Not For Air on Podunk here. Tune in to Podunk whenever you can. If you're, like I said, I'm making a deal. If your business is a bar or a shop or something cool and you're playing Podunk over your radio speakers or whatever, or whatever, like I go into Zoom or Skate Shop and you're playing Podunk, take a quick video or, you know, give us a shout out, write me on Facebook and let me know. And I will, gladly throw up somewhere, I think on the website, and mention on the show your business to help promote it. And a thank you for, you know, promoting Podunk Radio because it's very cool. But anyway, always listen to Podunk Radio. It's badass. A lot of better shows on here than this one. Be good to each other. Don't be a douchebag. And listen to punk rock and whatever makes you happy. And fucking, I don't know, kick a wall or something. All right. We're out of here. Bye.
Underground Radio.